Right now, it's time to take five for your community, and this morning I am very pleased to be joined by Lisa Snyder. Lisa leads the Lawrenceville High School Winter Guard. Lisa, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And as you explained to me, I asked this question, the Winter Guard is basically a hybrid of the dance team and the Color Guard?
Yes. So last year, the Color Guard, we decided to start a Color Guard, and then all the girls from the dance team tried out, and so we just kind of blended the two together for Winter Guard.
Talented group you've got there. Talk about the group you've got so far.
I've got 11 girls right now, one senior who we are going to greatly miss after February when we're done, a lot of sophomores and freshmen, so I think we've got a lot of room to grow. But none of these girls had touched a flag before last May, and they are just rocking it, so I couldn't be more proud of them.
And they don't do that without a lot of practice and a lot of work, do they?
No, we started working in June and we worked all summer, and as soon as marching season was over, we started on Winter Guard, and they've not had a break yet. So
wow.
Yeah.
But you can tell when you see, you know, you go to the basketball games, you can see the work they're putting in. They do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
So now you are going to extend this to for one night, I guess, for some younger kids. You're going to have a clinic coming up, right?
Yes, on February 1st.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, it's for ages 4 to 14, is that right?
4 to 14.
So what can they expect if they sign up for the clinic?
So if you sign up for the clinic, you'll drop your kiddos off about 4 p.m. by the gym doors. They'll come in. My girls are separated out to work with the different age groups, and they've all come up with a streamer dance to How Far I'll Go from Moana. And they'll teach the different age groups their parts. We'll have a snack, we'll practice it several times, work it out on the gym floor, and then they'll perform it at halftime of the JV game. They'll get to keep their streamer, they'll get a t-shirt. That's pretty much it.
Oh, and it's going to be the game that same day.
Yes, yep, it'll be, you drop your kid off at 4 and you'll pick them up after they perform. So it'll be nice and easy.
You know, and you tell me, generally when you had these clinics, they lean more to the younger kids, you know, more closer to the 4 than the 14.
Yes, we'd love to have some older girls come out. So if you're listening, since you don't have school today, come sign up and do it. But yeah, we usually get a lot of younger kids. I think at the last clinic, we had about 25 in the 4 to 7 age group.
Wow.
So
I bet they had a blast, though.
They did. And I hope they all come back, because my girls have been talking about them. I hope this one comes back. I hope this one comes back. They're ready to work with them again.
Well, so. See, that's the great thing, is your girls are going to be a huge part of the clinic, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're excited to see their little kids again. That's what
wonderful.
They call them.
Wonderful. Okay. So now, that's going to be on February 1st, but the deadline is tomorrow, is
yes,
that right?
The money and the forms are due tomorrow. You can turn them in at any of the schools. If you didn't get one for some reason, you can email me or find me on Facebook. I'm easy to find, and I can get you a form. If your kid isn't in district or is homeschooled, that's fine too. Just let me know and we can get it set up.
And they have any questions, they can get a hold of you how?
Yeah, my email is lsnyder@cusd20.net.
How is it looking as far as the end of the season here?
Well, it's not really an end for us. The basketball season ends on February 15th. And then we're going to Disney with the band in March, so we've got to start working on that routine, and then as soon as they come back, it'll be tryouts for next season and start working on the marching season again.
Never ends, huh?
Yeah, it's never going to end.
Wow. Well, Lisa, listen, it sounds great. One more time, if you would, give your email address, so if anyone has any questions, they can get hold of you.
Yep, lsnyder@cusd20.net.
Okay, and again, it's going to be on February 1st, but the deadline is tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
There you go. She is Lisa Snyder. She leads the Lawrenceville High School Winter Guard. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.